Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Raleen Marks, a very good morning to you. What is the situation?
Good morning. We have had sorts of Tseva Adom or air raid sites ringing out across the Western Galilee region in the north. There are no reports as yet of any rockets coming in. The IDF is investigating. Some reports that it could be low-flying aircraft, but it has set off a number of the Tseva Adom rocket sirens across the north. And of course, this comes at a time when we are on heightened alert in the north following the incident on our border last week when Hezbollah cells infiltrated and tried to fire a rocket-propelled grenade towards our tanks. Towards, I forget the name of the rocket. I'm just paging through my notes here. But, yeah, this breaking a moment ago. And of course, at a time when we have had this massive tragedy happening in Beirut earlier this week, and the response to Israel's offering of aid has been rebuffed and has been seen as quite hostile. And some of us are of the opinion that when backed into a corner, Hezbollah might try and act out. They're largely responsible for the stockpiling of ammonium nitrate in the port. So as you can imagine, the RDF will be investigating this very, very closely. Cornette rocket, that's it. Hezbollah cells infiltrated and tried to fire a Cornet anti-tank missile towards our tank positions just last week, and we have remained in a state of high alert since then.
All right, so this effectively means that Israel is now worrying about two different fronts. We've got the incendiary balloons that are coming in from Gaza. We've had rocket fire, I think it was on Sunday evening. Now also obviously concerns in the north. This must make it a very tense situation there.
Well, we have been anticipating some kind of action on both sides of the border. We know that the way that Iran works, they, and through their proxies, Hamas in the south, Hezbollah in the north, they're going to look to see if Israel is distracted with issues like COVID-19, with the protests happening around the country, with any disagreements in the government, and try and act accordingly, or try and get Israel at a time where they think Israel is most vulnerable or not paying attention. However, we are paying attention. This is what we anticipate. Our RDF is very alert and monitoring our borders, both in the north and the south. We have been expecting some kind of attack in the north. I'm not confirming that it's an attack because we don't have reports of rockets. I see social media saying Israel is under attack from the north with Lebanon. We don't have confirmed reports from the RDF yet. That's very, very important. All we have now is alerts that several of our Tseva Adom air raid sirens have been triggered across the Galilee. There are no confirmed reports of missiles, rockets, or any projectiles coming in. However, from the south, we have had a series of incendiary devices sent from the Gaza Strip into Israel yesterday, setting off at least 13 fires. Last night, a bomb was found attached to a balloon close to the town of Arad. If you know where Arad is, it's in the Negev Desert. It's very close to where the Dead Sea is and the Masada region. And sappers were called on scene to neutralize the bomb. And early hours of this morning, the RDF struck targets in Gaza in response to the arson balloons and to the fires.
All right. So that's all happening within Israel's borders. Let's just talk a little bit more about Beirut. So it's so interesting. And What's fascinating to me, and very often it's an interesting way of looking at things, is are my own emotions through this process. When this happened, obviously it is devastating. There are no words for what the people of Beirut are going through. All everybody wanted to do, or certainly my emotional response was, you know, how do people help? What can be done? And clearly Israel felt the same thing. The colors of the Lebanese flag being broadcast or portrayed on the Tel Aviv City Hall, Israel immediately being one of the first countries to offer assistance. But the response has been less than positive, and it's quite remarkable to see the level of hatred that exists in the region, where every bit of positive gesturing is viewed as negative and viewed as hostile. And what I found was my own emotions flipping and saying, well, right, you know what? Unfortunately, not you deserve what you get, but certainly I felt very negative towards the response when a gesture of in good faith, a humanitarian gesture which really could save the lives of people, because we know Israel is only a matter of an hour or two away. We know that they have incredible experience, but being rebuffed because of hatred and not caring about their own citizens, well, that to me is so appalling that it almost shocked me, whereas it shouldn't have. Give me your take on it. That's me unburdening myself.
Well, happy to have the strong shoulders, Howard, as always, as you are always there for my event, and you and I have spoken about this offline. You know, when it happened, we were all absolutely shocked here, and Israel doing what Israel does best, offering humanitarian assistance, in this case to a country that is seen as an enemy country. And to quote the mayor of Tel Aviv, Ron Hudah, who lit up the municipal building in the Lebanese flag, he said humanity has to transcend politics. And this is what the majority of Israelis have felt. We were the first country to offer aid. We're still working through the UN Special Envoy to the Middle East, Nikolai Mladenov, trying to broker aid. At the moment, foreign citizens, UNIFIL soldiers are being treated by Israel. So anybody with foreign citizenship, they are being allowed to get treatment from the Israelis, but still no confirmation from the Lebanese government if they will accept help. One of our top doctors from Ziv Medical Center, Dr. Salman Zaman, who actually treated the thousands of Syrians that were brought into the country during Operation Good Neighbor, implored the Lebanese. He said, please let us help you. Let us treat your civilians. And he actually used the phrase. He said, if not, there will just be more victims of Hezbollah, and a lot of anti-Hezbollah sentiment in Lebanon at the moment. So you would think what that would result in is the Lebanese people saying, well, you know what, it's nonsense now. We need to have peace in our region. And it's been incredible over the last couple of weeks. People from the Arab world coming out to support the walkout of Facebook, many Arabs from the UAE, Bahrain, other countries starting to interact with a lot of us on social media, including wishing us, Tzom Kal for Tisha B'Av or Shabbat Shalom. But this gesture in Tel Aviv, raising an enemy flag in the heart of Tel Aviv, the response that we got from many Lebanese was, we will light up Tel Aviv with our rockets. And I see a lot of people on social media saying, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. However, we still don't have confirmation that rockets were fired from Lebanon into Israel. So I just want to keep making that very, very clear. But yes, it does bring up a mixture of emotions. You know, here we are, we're looking at a situation where ties are warming up with parts of the Arab world. You know, Lebanon is a country with a collapsing economy with the background of COVID-19. This, you know, at some stage, something's got to give. And what was very interesting, I thought yesterday, and you and I were chatting offline about the mainstream media starting to pick up on Israel's sending of aid, or the offer of aid, the incredible gesture from our municipality, and that the mainstream media started to pick up on it and have picked up on the response by many Lebanese. Now, this is not all Lebanese. There have been a number of civilians who have said, you know, thank you for this. It is our hope that one day, you know, we will see peace. We will be able to visit each other's countries, which is what it should be about. Mm. But, yeah, a lot of Israelis feeling, you know, extremely slapped in the face. But I, for one, I'm still proud of who we are.
I think that's the thing, is to separate those two things, is the gesture was made in good faith, out of just simple care for humanity. And that's what counts, in many ways. What the Lebanese government or Hezbollah or Lebanese civilians choose to do with that actually is their decision, and unfortunately says more about them than it does anything else. I saw another tweet that really bothered me, and it's and I don't know this organization. What is 972? Who are
972? Are probably a far left organization. I have been following them for a while. They're probably in the same group where we would put an "if not now."
Israel haters from maybe within Israel, that type of organization. Yes. Because I saw an incredibly stupid tweet from one of the 972 activists or journalists, so called, or whatever they were, and she said, you know, Israel refused to Israel preferred to keep the Israeli markings on some of the aid that it was sending to Lebanon, and or had offered to send to Lebanon, and she says, you know, how dare Israel try and show that they are giving charity but with their name on it. Surely the best form of charity is to give it anonymously. I mean, then somebody actually took one of her tweets where she said, I'm donating to the UN to Red Cross in Lebanon, and said, you know, you absolute hypocrite. I mean, Macron going there, Canada sending support. Obviously, it's got the country's flag on it, because that's all part of it. It not only provides aid, but it actually provides comfort, support, and it says to people that we're thinking of you from all around the world. Should Israel be the only country that needs to spend the time scratching out the origin from the help that it is giving? It was so absurd. She was completely decimated on Twitter. There was very little support that she was given. But that was the one comment. The other comment said, you know, it's an empty gesture of Tel Aviv to light the flare, to light up the colors, you know, when there's such animosity between the countries. Well,
it's crazy how all of this, all these gestures from Israel are seen as kind of a PR exercise, but only when it comes from Israel.
They label it Hasbara. So they say this is Hasbara, but when Canada does it, or America, or France, then it's okay. Then it's fine. I mean, not forgetting that Lebanon doesn't recognize that Israel exists.
Wow.
It refuses to acknowledge that Israel has a right to exist, and Israel is still offering to send aid.
Wow. Well, what's interesting, you know, I read the Daily Mail. It's my Bible. Oh. Not just because I need my updates on Harry and Meghan, but because it's also probably the biggest online global newspaper at the moment. And it was fascinating to me to read the response. First, they covered the story that, you know, we had lit up the area building in Tel Aviv, and all the comments were positive for Israel. And then they carried on the follow-up story saying that, you know, reaction has been hostile, and all the comments were negative towards the Lebanese. you know, saying, this kind of gesture, aren't you sick of war? It's time for peace. Look what Israel does. Israel's offered aid, because in the subheading, the Daily Mail were very, very quick to say Israel has offered humanitarian aid. Another tweet I saw was from Ali Abu Nima of Electronic Intifada. I really need another cup of coffee, guys, this morning.
Don't limit yourself. What is wrong with you?
I'm not, right? From Electronic Intifada saying, you know, oh, is this aid going to stop at Tel Aviv airport? You know, a dig at the United Arab Emirates. And I loved a response from somebody from the United Arab Emirates, somebody who has actually made a point of reaching out to many of us on Twitter at the moment. And he said, well, I hope it does, because in Israel will just be able to give more aid and more help. And, you know, this kind of gesture and make sure that it gets into the right hand. So I thought, yeah, take that slap upside your head, Ali Abu Nima. So we do have allies in the Arab world who are saying, you know, it's enough. It's actually enough. You are really, it's people like you. It's the 972s. It's the if not nows who are very quiet, Howard and Zanati, and the Ariel Golds who are extremely quiet when it comes to this, and it comes to Israel giving aid, that are getting the proverbial slap upside the head for really, really being warmongers. Okay, now reports coming in, no rockets. It could have been a false alarm, or it could have been a low flying plane. The IDF are still investigating. So please, everybody, no confirmation that there are rockets.
Breathe, indeed. Just breathe. But unfortunately, what it does reflect is the level of stress and the level of attention. And I've just been sent a MRN, which is a hateful publication here in South Africa. They call themselves Media Review Network, horribly anti-Semitic and anti-Israel. They've just written an article basically more than just suggesting that Israel was responsible for the blast in Lebanon. No surprise that they would put out something like this, but they certainly didn't waste any time in doing that. This is the world in which we live, and unfortunately our goal is just to try and make it a better place. Rolene Marks, continue to do just what you do, and maybe one or two people slowly will start to see it.